Blog Talk Radio.
Edition of the weekly conversation. We're back. Welcome, folks. Yes, it's actually a Monday. Sounds like someone's got a case of the Mondays. The Chinese Communist Party, in my experience, I've had to deal with all around the world, and there's talk that, guess what, folks? If you look into it, no surprise to viewers of the conversation, but the Bush Foundation bankrolled by Chinese Communist Party. Surprise. CNN's Brian Stetzer told White House Press Secretary Jen... Oh, I love the press secretary. She goes, we're going to circle around, okay? How do you stay so close to the truth in this world of lies? they're like, you look up lies in the dictionary and you got CNN as the photo of lies. And one of their anchors is like, how do you stay so close to the truth? Buddy, you wouldn't know the truth if it hit you in the behind. Right there, pal? Crazy. Nickelodeon cast its first openly trans teen actor, and there's like another like lesbian kiss scene, and let kids be kids. Sorry. Let kids be kids. Let them be kids. I love it because Senator Ted Cruz has come out, you know, accusing, I mean, Fauci's basically in bed with this. His money was spent in the Wuhan lab, because what they're doing, if you don't know, is they're taking animal bacteria and, like, diseases the animal gets, and they're making it, they're mutating them so that they can affect human beings and get way worse. And of course, Fauci systematically misled America. He's doing it now. All the media is like, yeah, we think it came from a Wuhan lab. Well, when it came out, you weren't saying that. When we were saying it was from a Wuhan lab, you're like, well, we think it came from some bat, or, yeah, you know, those Chinese people eat their bats. And if it happened this year, they'd be saying it was from a cicada. You know, it's a every 16th year virus or whatever. How long those animals, whatever they are, I don't care. I got that and so much more. And thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget Ezekiel 36:26. Excuse me. Don't forget Ezekiel 36:26. And I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender, receptive heart. Remember that. I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender, receptive heart. You know why that's kind of interesting tonight? Because if you ever saw the movie Fireproof, the Stephen Kendrick film, yeah, if you haven't seen that, check it out. But if you've seen it, go find Fireproof, their first movie that they did. You know, it's incredible. I'm going to talk about this a little bit, but Fireproof they do the Love Darren, and Kirk Cameron, who just did about 3 weeks ago the 100-day campfire revival, he's doing the same thing, but it's going to be the Love Dare, so the 40-day Love Dare challenge thing. So me and my wife are going to do that, and I encourage all of you to do that. I'm having fun because a lot of the articles are not coming up that I'm using, so I'm having to circumvent and do all kinds of stuff to source them and stuff. So thank you so much for tuning in, and it's going to be a fun conversation. But that first movie, Flywheel, if you don't know, tobacco industry used to spend billions to try to get, because, you know, if you see someone smoking a movie, it's gold. Well, here's my point. People are influenced by movies, supposedly, because, you know, we saw Tom and Jerry and all that stuff. We knew we couldn't get away with that stuff that they did, the Roadrunner. We knew if we ran off the cliff, you wouldn't suspend for 5 seconds. You would just fall right down to your, plummet to your death. We knew the difference between taking our finger and going, pew, 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 and actually pulling a real gun. We knew the difference. We knew the difference. But listen, well, then why don't we make, and the pastor's like, you know, talking about this stuff, and why don't we make influential movies? And they raised $20,000 in living, and the movie was made, Flywheel. And it's about a dealership where the guy is crooked, but then comes to know the Lord. And it's just hilarious. And if you've seen any of the other movies, some of the stuff from that original movie has made it through, like the Comey Bonds and stuff. I loved it because it was so real and so original that, like, you didn't know any of the people there. Then, now I joke, like, well, how did he go from being a car salesman to being a football coach to being, you know, a pharmaceutical rep and that. Now he's a track coach from a basketball coach. Oh, it's fun. It's a great time. But we're going to do that Love Dare thing. It starts tonight. It's on YouTube and on Facebook. Just look up Kirk Cameron and, like, the, you know, look him up on YouTube and on Facebook, and he's doing it there. So thank you so much for any of you that want to take part in that. And did you not see this? This is hilarious because, yeah, I got a copy of From the Foster House to the White House, and Kamala Harris went to Guatemala today, and all I can think of is that old film from the 80s that was one of the best movies ever. I don't know why it didn't go further. The Hamburger, the motion picture where they had like a hamburger college kind of making fun of McDonald's, and it was Buster Brooks University, and you have Dick Butkus going up to this lady, he goes, "You look like you're from Guatemala. You look like you're from Guacamole, that too." And, well, Kamala Harris is from Guatemala. Well, that's where she went. She looks like she's from somewhere. She doesn't look like she's from America. And, of course, she can't be because she's a person of color or whatever she is. She's, like, Asian one day. She's black one day. She's Native American, whatever. You know, she has changes, whatever she wants to be, you know. But Kamala Harris, she's got to play that gender card. But what's funny about the whole thing is she goes to Guatemala. And when she goes to Guatemala, they have signs like, "Hey, Kamala, Trump actually won. Like, get out of our country. Leave. We don't want you here. Go. Stay out of our business." Massively. And it speaks volumes because there are so many people around the world that know Trump legitimately won and that they, you know, and this is what, this, you know, and it's, and it brings me to my point that I want to get into, and I'm segueing into my next point. When, like I said this like last week or the week before, I just realized Trump's not president and Rush Limbaugh's dead. So who's thinking? Because they were the ones that told me how to think. They're the ones that told me what to say, how to think, what to do, how to walk, how to talk. So many people, folks, out there, the Trump supporters will drink the bleach. They will drink the Kool-Aid. When Trump, like many of us, and I've talked about this, I wish you could get bleach into the body because it kills so many things, but it will kill you. They've never found a way to get bleach in to kill HIV or AIDS without killing you. They say what they can do is I've heard that there's things where they can take like 5 pints of blood out. They can take a bunch of your blood out and purify it and put it back in and then, you know, and try to do that but you're still going to have AIDS. That won't work. They've tried many things, but if they could get, like, bleach into the body, it could kill so many things, it could cure so much, but you'll die before it does anything. But, you know, you don't think for yourself. You support 100% what Trump does. You believe everything he does, every word he says, him and Rush Limbaugh tell you how to think, and da-da-da-da-da. Oh, and our wives, they can't think for themselves. I tell them how to think, what to say, what to vote. And now that we're against the vaccine and we're against certain things and we're thinking for ourselves and like, oh, because like I said, I've said this many times, liberals need to go paperless and have their passport ID tattooed on their forearm, you know, whether it's a number or a barcode, whatever, just like the Nazis did with the Jews in Nuremberg and in Auschwitz. That's what the Republican would say. I said, who said I'm a Republican? You said that, not me. And I had a bunch of people like, hey, you know, the right and left wing come off the same bird, folks. And it's just like, now we think for ourselves, well, these idiots, they think we just blindly listen to Trump and believe whatever he says, but when it comes to Dr. Fauci, they just, whatever. They don't even do any research because, you know, the government tells them how to think. The government's never wrong. Like I've said before, the people that sit there, well, is this stuff actually organic? Wow, it's fair trade certified. Well, it doesn't say it's organic. Well, it is. It does appear to be kosher, but it doesn't say it's organic. I won't touch it. I know people that will not eat anything unless it says, I don't care if it's water. They won't drink the water if it doesn't have a gluten-free label on it, even though water is gluten-free. Sugar is gluten-free. But unless 99.9%, because there's cross-contamination, because I know someone can say, well, how do you know there's no cross-contamination? Well, if you want to go, well, put it like this, folks. If you want to avoid cross-contamination, you better not ever leave your house. You better have it completely sealed off, 199%, you never leave your house, and nothing comes in or out your house. You know, you have like a garage door open, someone brings in stuff, you shut the door, and even then, the products could have been contaminated in the field, whatever. You're always going to have cross-contamination, but my point is, they go through hell and high water to make sure that everything is 100% this or that, because there's no joke, and it was like, oh, these people have to have kosher this and organic this and all that, and then when it comes to smoking weed, they wouldn't have a, sweet man, you scored, right on. How was it grown? I know people that are like organic only, but then when it comes to, you put weed in front of them, they'll smoke anything, I don't care. Dude, he got the weed, all right, man. How was it grown? What's in it? Do you have a clue? Do you know? No. Like I'm saying, I know people that have to know 100% of what everything is in the food they eat, but when it comes to the vaccine, they just got the vaccine. They didn't even question it. And then you're the person, you know what, man, because see, we could be mass freedmen if you just shut up and get the vaccine. A person that sat in his basement quarantining the whole time because he can't work because it's too dangerous is going to lecture me who's been an essential worker this whole time, who hasn't stopped working, hasn't stopped going to church on vaccination? I don't think so. Like that post said, I get 2 weeks paid off. I only get 1 week paid. You get 1 week, I have to use my vacation time. And then there's a picture of this guy's like, you guys get to stay home? Yeah, I was part of the essential workers. We never stopped, me or my wife. But you have all these people that like stayed home and quarantined and didn't go anywhere and didn't do anything, and then they're trying to lecture me on wearing masks and being vaccinated. And I'm the one that's gone and done, and you're the one that sat in the basement. Sit down. I don't think so. If you don't lecture me on mask crap. I mean, how the letters from Dr. Fauci, his email basically stands behind his view that, hey, the masks are BS. Don't worry, folks. You just have to social distance when checking in at the airport. Once you get on the plane, you're going to be crammed in inches from the person in front of you, behind you, and beside you. You're not going to have more than 6 inches between four people all around you, but on the check-in, you need to be 6 feet apart. Check-ins, folks, you need to maintain. So one of my buddies, I had a friend that actually said this. He goes, why are we maintaining social distancing here when on the plane we're going to be inches apart, crammed in a little plane like a sardine? It's not like they're selling tickets on the plane like every other seat and they're spacing you out. I'm just trying to figure out the logic in this. Why are you not social distance on the plane, but you have to social distance in the line to get your ticket checked and everything and the bags checked? And I don't understand. See, we think for ourselves as conservatives. I'm not going to sit there and have the very people that fed me this BS about the vaccine. And I mean that because that United States Marine Corps Hospital person where it was obvious there's nothing in there. These people that are trying to shove a vaccine in me are the same people that are selling the danger. Oh, folks, I'm Dr. Fauci. New research has come out saying you need to have 12 masks. 12 masks, you need to have, like, goggles and a face shield. Then you need to make sure that on top of that, you're inside a hazmat suit with a self-respiration system that has a self-contained HEPA micron filtration system to purify the air. Okay? If you just have a HEPA filtration system, not a micron HEPA filtration, then you need 15 masks. But if you can, and every other one has to be an N95 mask with a medical mask in between, okay? That's what we're talking about, folks. Don't worry, because tomorrow, once the companies buy all this crap to comply, to be able to keep their doors open, I'm going to change everything about what you have to do. That way, everything we pissed away their money on, now it's irrelevant because they don't need it. There are a lot of places that spent major money on these little, like pop-up, like, things. Because some places have, like, where they have, like, a, instead of using the speaker that you go up to, thank you for calling Buster Burger, home of the Buster Burger. What can I get for you? They have, like, these, like, they spent, like, thousands of bucks on these, like, makeshift, like, stainless steel sheds with, like, glass windows and stuff that you sit in, and you can plug in your computers and stuff. You can take orders, and that way you have, like, three people taking orders instead of just one through the for whatever reason that was, now I don't know. But they would spend all this money to so that they could get people through the line faster because you couldn't go through the drive-through and all this. I mean, you could, but you couldn't go through the inside. Like, you couldn't go inside dining. So they do all this stuff, and now that they don't need it anymore, all this stuff sits. Because there were people in California that spent all this money on stuff to comply with the COVID rules, and then as soon as they complied with them and spent a ton of money that they didn't need to spend, why? Because, they changed the rules. They say like 35% of all restaurants in California will never reopen ever again. But that's the problem. Every 5 minutes they change the rules on what you can and cannot do, and people don't even see that. People aren't even opening their eyes and wait a minute here. Dr. Fauci said 2 masks yesterday, now 1 mask today, now 3 masks the day before that. See, I grew up in a real generation. We didn't stare at a phone all day. I grew up in a generation where let's break the wick off a bottle rocket and see what happens. It flies around uncontrollably, and you can get hit in the face and all kinds of stuff. And you learned. It was called a science experiment. Hypothesis. What do you think is going to happen when we break the end off of the stick? And it just flies all over the place. It has no control. Where the stick helps, gives it control and helps it go in one direction. We learn things. Yep. When you spray starter fluid on an engine and you light a match, whoops. You drop that can really fast. No thanks. And you learned. Not this generation. They don't question the 50 different things Dr. Fauci said. From 1 mask to 2 masks to 4 masks to no mask to... Folks, I want to circle back because I know yes, I mean no. Because they don't know from day to day. They don't do any research. I just want to have real reporters. This is about the 100th time you've changed your opinion on what we're supposed to do with COVID. Am I supposed to wash my hands with red soap or blue soap? Because yesterday you said blue. Nah. But people don't. Oh, but we're the ones that, we're a Trump supporter. We only do what we're told by Rush Limbaugh. Well, he's not here anymore. Trump's not president. So we think for ourselves like we always have. That's the problem in this world. And I've said this multiple times on the program. How do you get to the people? How do you get to the kids that think that Barack Obama was Jesus Christ? It's nice to see. I always admired Bill Maher because I didn't agree with him 90%. But if you told them something, and they're like, wait a minute, that's not, nuh-uh. We got a border crisis. Something's got to happen. Yeah, there is. He'll call a spade a spade. He's liberal, but if it ain't going to work, it ain't going to work, and he's going to call it like he sees it. He's going to call it like he sees it. He's going to call out the BS. Like Brian Stelter, he can't do that. The Secretary, Jim Paskey. How do you stay so close to the truth? Fake news is asking the press secretary, how do you stay so close to the truth? Brian, you there? Okay, buddy? You wouldn't know the truth if it hit you in the mouth. But you're going to tell me? In the world, that how does the press secretary stay so close to the truth? How? Because she doesn't have any truth. I'll have to circle back on you. We're just wondering why Kamala Harris hasn't been at the border for the crisis. Kamala Harris hasn't been at the border wall. I'll have to talk to my people. We'll circle back on that one because I don't really if you said she hasn't been at the wall, then I mean that can't be true. I mean, I know she had to have been there somehow, even though she's never been there. I know she was there. I'm gonna have to circle back and I'm gonna have to talk to the people and ask them how I'm supposed to respond to this, because I know she hasn't been there, but I gotta say she has somehow, because I know, I want to thank you so much. This meeting's over. I mean, these CNN questions are as bad as Biden's questions. What's your favorite flavor, Biden? And when Trump is like, well, we know we got Russia collusion. We know that university you did was fake. I wonder if that university Trump had thing was even accredited. Because I doubt it, but... Excuse me. But it's just one of those things. I mean, and then they come out like, well, now that Trump is coming out since he quit, he sounds like the Chinese Communist Party. All these things that they, you're in bed with the Chinese Communists. What if they are right? What if the Democrats are right? What if Trump does sound like the Chinese Communist Party? Because, hey, they're in bed with them. They pay your salary. I mean, you have all these politicians that have millions and millions and millions of dollars, and they make $194,000 a year, if that much. The new zero. If the politicians did something, we would have had a wall at the border way before Trump. The VA would have been fixed by Bush. I mean, half these presidents, when they walk out the door, they look like a kid that forgot to study. You're like, here you go. Here's all the stuff I forgot to do. Do it for me really quickly. Thank you. They try to pan everything off on the next president. And then when that president has problems because the administration before them didn't do anything, then they try to blame the administration before when they're just continuing, they're not doing anything. It's ridiculous, folks. It's like the circus where no one practiced or trained. Get out there with the lions. I didn't train them. I thought you were training them. Me? You were supposed to train them. Just because I've been here 10 years doesn't mean I've learned anything, man. I've just been BSing. I swear, and that's this world we live in. Sounds like the Chinese Communist regime. Well, they would know. They're in bed with them. Where's all these tax returns of all these billionaires that are in the political scene? Where's Nancy Pelosi's tax returns? Because we know he did something illegal. I know, because I'm Nancy Pelosi, and I know he did something illegal. I tell you what, he did something illegal. And we're going to find, I've been in politics forever, and I just say clap to you in here, and I haven't done anything. I mean, Biden won the presidency first, but I know he did. Even though he hasn't done anything for the American people, and the black people vote for only count every 4 years, and we don't care about him anyway, but we just use them because I'm Nancy Pelosi, and we want Trump's tax return. Now don't get any, just because I have a wall in my place doesn't mean we need to have a wall on it. See, I support people protecting me. The Second Amendment is okay for me because I need to have people fully armed protecting me. But you, as a law-abiding citizen, you shouldn't be able to have a gun. And I'm Nancy Pelosi. I'm going to contradict myself, but I don't, because I'm Nancy Pelosi. Say, this is actually why. This is not vodka. This is not vodka. I know all the people are saying, this is not vodka. I'm not drunk. I'm Miss Nancy Pelosi. Where's her tax returns? Oh, we can't have a wall at the border, Nancy, but you got $100 million net worth, and you got a huge fence around your place. You got Joe Biden surrounded by people fully armed, but we got to take away our guns? I don't think so. The Second Amendment in California, yeah, you can have an assault weapon, as they call it. Yeah, they had a ban on those, and they had to prove that it made a difference. And since it didn't, done. They can't ban it. If you couldn't understand me, that was my spoof as Nancy Pelosi. I'm going to get into this. I was a kid. I got about 27 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Wherever you are around the world, thank you so much. And don't forget, go to Mel's Crochet on Facebook. Mel's Crochet, she does hand crochet bags. And she can make scarves. She's made me a guitar strap. And the way she did it for me is she has measured me, and it's a one length. What you have to do is you have to put like a hole in the end. It's mainly for like acoustics. And then what you do is you just adjust the string. So like the strap part is one length, and then you just adjust the string. Really nice. I mean, it's going to be great for like if you play like a mandolin or something. Or like the Merlin, they're incredible. Look her up, Mel's Crochet. Check her out. The business is doing quite well. But when we were kids. There's a cartoon that's kind of come out, and it's kind of tastefully done, but it's not for like, it's designed for six-year-olds. How come my penis gets enlarged and da-da-da-da-da? And sometimes when I touch it, it feels good. And stuff like this, and it's just like, and this is designed for like six-year-olds. And it's just crazy. And like when I grew up, we were kids at 6 years old. Now you can tell a first grader, you could go to them as a teacher and be like, okay, yeah, where can I get some Coke? I need some good stuff. Well, what do you want? You want the stuff that's like 70% Coke, you want the 80%, or I can even get higher. The purer you get, the more expensive it's going to be. When I was in first, second, and third, I probably wouldn't know what cocaine was when I was in sixth grade. But how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Kyle, what's up?
Not much.
How's your weekend?
Great, man.
All right.
How was yours?
Hey, you know what? Remember last week we had the conversation about Biden, and he was He was restricting mining on rare earth minerals. If you were going to go into the solar panel industry or into the lithium industry, he said you couldn't mine from the United States.
Yeah.
I read an article that he was actually in favor of mining from the United States.
Huh.
You know, so it was opposite. So I don't know what to believe.
Yeah. And that's
you think they're trying to confuse us, or do you think they changed their mind? What do you think?
I think it's a catch-22. I think they're trying to confuse. I think they're trying to confuse us, so we don't know what. Because I think there's people out there that like, oh, we need to go like with the battery-powered cars and all this stuff. But then when they learn about how lithium is mined and how bad it is, and they're like, oh. This is not as earth-friendly as I thought it was. The wind turbines are not as oil-free as I thought they were. I thought there were no fossil fuels used in maintaining those things. They're full of oil and stuff to keep the motors running and the turbines spinning.
Yeah.
They're not earth-friendly at all.
Have you heard any news about Maricopa County, the audits, or have the Republicans accommodated the Democrats too much and just shut everything down?
As far as I know, it's still going on. there's an actual website where it's like azaudit.com or azaudit.org, and you can actually watch it in real time, all of the auditing going on. Now, I did
What's the name of it again?
It's like azaudit.org.
Is it Easy Audit or AZ Audit?
Yeah, Arizona, azaudit.org.
Oh, AZ Audit. Okay, yeah. All right. AZAudit.com. Cool.
And they have all kinds of cameras that are going 24/7. Because, like, when they had to stop the auditing so that they could have the commencements and stuff, they actually had a room where all the ballots were kept, and they had 24/7 cameras on them that you could watch at all times to ensure that they were not tampered with, no one went in there or nothing. Doesn't mean that a Democrat couldn't have hacked the feed and put, like, an image of it and kept it there to where it looked like there's, you know.
Oh, yeah. Like you were watching a movie, like they did in the movies when they put up a stationary scene or even a video to make people think that what was going on was, you know, it wasn't really going on. Yeah. Like Mission Impossible type of stuff.
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of negotiations took place in order to have the Democrats agree to that. Because with the cameras there, it's going to be kind of hard for a little bit of hanky-panky.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, like I told this one guy I was talking to, I said, this is the problem. You can't complain about the price because everyone's bitching that it's costing so many millions of dollars to do this audit. I'm like, well, you've got 109 lawyers trying to stop this thing, so don't talk to me about money.
Mm-hmm.
You got 109 lawyers trying to put a stop to this forensic audit. Don't talk about the cost of the forensic audit.
Man, don't talk about that. Don't talk about the time. All you got to do is check out the Dominion machines or actually investigate sincerely the 100 affidavits that were taken under oath with regards to the cheating. But they don't want to do that.
Yeah. That's why I've told people that many times. If there's no fraud in this election, why aren't the Democrats saying, here's all the evidence, do the friends that got it, we're going to laugh at you when there's no fraud.
Right.
They're not doing that.
No. Why aren't they shoving it in the Republicans' faces? Because there was fraud, because they're trying to cover it up.
Yep. And that's the thing, that even if it, because there's no president set with this, like if they prove that there is fraud in Wisconsin and in Michigan and in Pennsylvania and Georgia and Arizona, that would overturn the election. They've never been, this has never happened before, so how would they have to go through a Senate? Would the Senate have to do pass
There's
something?
There's no constitutional consideration about that.
Yeah, and that's the biggest question everyone has.
Yeah, and you know that if it were going to come down to that, if it was going to be close where the Democrats were going to find out that the election was going to be revealed as a fraud, you know they would say, well, there's no constitutional amendment. It would divide the nation. We can't have a further probe, and we can't have another election. And, you know, it'll be a whole bunch of nonsense, the one that seems to make sense. But the agenda is really just nefarious.
Mm. Yeah.
Did you hear the news conspiracy theory that Trump is going to be reinstated?
I've heard that.
No, he's not.
I don't see that happening.
No. That can't happen unless he's got he's got all the admirals and the generals behind him, and I don't think that he does. He can't have that. He can't come out, even with 71 million Americans supporting him, and say, well, Biden is not the truly elected president, which would be true, but because we're a constitutional republic, we do have to follow some sort of protocols. And since we don't have any in place, this would really be disruptive.
Yeah. Well, did you see the photos when Kamala Harris was coming into Guatemala where they had signs from the Guatemalan people saying, stay out of our business, go home, Trump won?
Oh, no kidding. No, I didn't see them.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yep.
Oh, cool. Go home. good. I wish Americans would wake up like the Guatemalans have.
Yeah. That's what, I mean, I've never been a big fan of his, but Bill Maher is starting to wake up a little bit, and there's things that he's starting to see through some of the BS.
Yeah, or how about this? How about Fauci? He may or may not become indicted, but he's, from what I understand, he's making a mark in the mainstream press in that they're practically convicting him of fraud.
Yeah.
And of being a traitor. Now, that's something. I wonder who we pissed off.
Oh, I know. That's crazy.
Can you imagine if Fauci was actually indicted for funding that the lab? Oh, God.
Wow. Now, do you think he would be an scapegoat? Like, we'll throw him under the bus?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You have to be. I mean, it seems too easy. I mean, all of a sudden, there's this sudden turnaround. And if they want to take it further, they can. You know, look, the cabal, which is what I believe in, I believe the Rothschilds run the world, whoever the powers may be that wanted to divide the United States and conquer it, they can throw anybody under the bus. They're doing it to Cuomo. Cuomo, you know, everybody knows about the fact that he signed an order that forced the nursing homes to take in COVID patients. So 16,000 people died as a result of that order. Now, who's going after him? It's the Attorney General of New York. And guess who was on his side at the time when he issued that particular executive order? She was. She followed up with an order to the nursing homes that they would have to follow the orders, the guidelines, the orders of Cuomo. And now she's investigating him and wants to put him on trial? Uh-huh. He pissed off somebody.
Oh, I know. Yep, when the person that's helping you do something, then, it's just hilarious. But it's these liberals don't see. And that's the thing that gets me, when you have the liberals that don't see this crap. Like, you haven't noticed by now that, like, every 2 days they change what you should do with COVID and how you should act. And I've had people that get on a plane. I've had people that travel for a living, and yet the social distance, or they yell at you when you're waiting in line to check in at the airport, but as soon as you get on the plane, you're crammed in there like a sardine because they're not spacing the seats.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's ridiculous. And it's stuff like that that liberals don't think about and see. They just, because I had a guy go off on me because I'm like, I guess I don't know what, since Rush Limbaugh is dead and Trump's no longer president, I guess I'm thinking for myself now. And I always have.
Yeah.
You know, I have friends that will sit there for an hour and look at a label to make sure it's kosher, it's this, it's that, what's in it. But they were the first one to line up to get the vaccine.
Well, the vaccine, right?
And didn't even question what's in it.
Well, you know, the other day I was taking a look at some of the alt-left, not just the mainstream articles, but those that are written by liberals. They are very convincing. I mean, if you don't do your research, you can absolutely fall in line behind the liberals' way of thinking. Because I used to be a Democrat, and I never took a look at the other side. But then when certain events became a little bit too conspicuous for me, and they just seemed a little bit too nefarious for me, then I started doing some research. And when the Internet came along, that helped me out. But the ordinary liberal isn't going to do that.
Yeah.
You know, and they always have an excuse. Like, for example, I was talking to one a few weeks ago about Black Lives Matter burning down buildings. He tells me, do you realize, Joe, that 96.4% of these protests are peaceful? I said, it only takes one person to throw a Molotov cocktail. They don't seem to get it.
No.
And when I try to dig further and, logic just isn't, they know that they're going to get caught. So they tap dance. That's all. A lot of them just become tap dancers. They tap dance around the question and the answer. Don't want to give it up. And then eventually it's, well, thanks for calling in, Joe. And then, you know, they hang up on me.
Yep.
It's crazy.
It is.
So do you think that the mandate, will, the lockdowns, will ever be lifted?
That's what scares me, because when that's one of the biggest things, I disagree with Trump, because when he locked them down, then that gave every state the power to, well, yeah, he can lift the national mandate on, like, lockdowns, but, like, the states can say, hey, it's dangerous, you need to stay home. Because I've been to stores now where I live in Indiana, and they have, like, well, you don't have to wear a mask as long as you're vaccinated. But everyone that goes in, no one wears a mask, but they don't question if you're vaccinated or not. So it's kind of pointless.
Yeah, but I like that. I don't, you know, I wouldn't want them to question, you know, get the vaccine passports, because that would set a precedent that the other businesses would follow. But that vaccine passport is probably coming. But Trump, I didn't vote for him when he ran in 2016. But his policies were good, but his stance on the vaccine, I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. First off, I don't know if I don't think he had the power to close down the country because of of COVID. I think he suggested it. I think Fauci backed him up, and then the governors went along with it because they saw it as, you know, as part of their dictatorial rule. But when he came out with with this saying a few weeks ago, the vaccines are safe, go take them, I'm thinking to myself, look, you know, longer in the office, you know, longer insulated, surrounded by people who don't want you to know what's happening, you have to know that the vaccines are dangerous. So I'm kind of questioning Trump's agenda now.
And that's one thing I've told people, that, like, I support Trump on certain things, but, like, the fact that he's trying to push this vaccine, I'm like, I'm not for that at all. I don't
know. If you do your research and you listen to the epidemiologists and the other doctors who have, you know, made videos about it, you have to question it. Plus, did you know that the CDC, they have a website up, I think it's called the VARS website, and it's for the ordinary citizen to call in to talk about, you know, side effects. Something like 3,000 people, what was somebody telling me? Something like 3 million, let's just pick a number, 30,000. In any case, it's a hell of a lot of people who called in to talk about the side effects of the vaccine.
Yeah.
I'm very leery about it. I'm not taking it unless there's a gun to my head.
Same here. That's how my wife is.
Your wife's the same way?
Yeah, she's like, they'd have to put a gun to my head, and I don't even know if I would take it then.
Because it practically is a gun to you. You know, what scares me about the vaccine, not only is it supposed to, you know, ruin your ability to actually protect yourself from, you know, from the so-called disease, but it sheds. It supposedly affects people who are not vaccinated if you're near it. Plus, they have some sort, supposedly now, some sort of magnetic particles in the vaccine that can actually attract a magnet. So, you know, there's a whole lot going on, and who knows what is really, you know, truth versus fiction, but I'm still skeptical. The United States government does not have a history, a good history, of protecting its people.
Exactly.
And one thing, anyway, Kyle, I'll let you go back to your show, all right?
Okay, all right.
All right, take it easy. Bye-bye.
See you, Joe. Bye-bye. And one thing I have heard about that's true about the vaccine is, and I said this last week, if you watched all those commercials, if you've had and survived COVID, you're in a very special place, because your plasma has antibodies that can help fight COVID. You need to go and donate plasma now. If you get the vaccine, you can't donate plasma. I just question things. And now I'm getting called out for questioning things. When I was a Trump supporter, you will drink the bleach. You are a Trump supporter. You will drink the Kool-Aid. But as soon as Rush Limbaugh's dead and Trump's not in office, and I think for myself like I always have. Heck, there were things that I was talking on this program that like 6 months later, my producer, she was coming home, my wife helps produce this. She's like, guess what? Remember 3 weeks ago when you talked about this or 2 months ago? Yeah, Rush was talking about it today. No one, I didn't hear anyone talking about something you were bringing up on your program. Huh. Interesting. But, you know, we think for ourselves. Always have, always will. If I do my research and the vaccine's safe and okay, yeah, but, you know, I thought Zantac was safe and now 30 plus years later, hi. I'm attorney, get money. Did you take Zantac? We'll help you get trillions of dollars. Do you have a terminal illness? By the time we get you your trillions, you'll probably be dead, so don't worry. Help us, and we'll sue for you. You know, all these commercials, Zantac's been taken off the market because it's got a cancer-causing agent in it. If you develop cancer, oh, that went through the whole FDA process. Yeah, it did. Oh, yes, it did. But this shoved down our throats in 2 seconds vaccine that's an experimental drug that was passed under an experimental clause, you expect me to just take it? I'm going to get the same vaccine that the United States Marine Corps officer got. Oh, yeah, that's right. His needle was empty. They said they gave him a second shot behind closed doors. Yeah, I trust that. Not. But that's one thing I've questioned about Trump when he's come out and basically like pushing the vaccine. Because I kind of felt like he had people around him pushing him. You know, and I thought like, okay, like he's just kind of telling people what they need to hear. But then I can see this where they could say, well, can you believe this psychomaniac? We got a dangerous virus and they're telling him not to, and he's trying to appease the people. You know, like, well, if I tell people, don't get the vaccine, are you kidding me? If he goes that way, then you have the exact opposite, because what you're going to have with that is, wait a minute here. If he starts truth bombing, saying, I wouldn't take that, I wouldn't touch that, the whole liberal media would jump on that and it'd be 24/7 coverage. Here's this psycho lunatic that doesn't want you to take the vaccine. And then there's probably some Trump supporters that have taken the vaccine. They're like, and he feels he, you know. Now, if he came out and said, okay, folks, I'm not taking the vaccine. If you want to take it, it's up to you. Do your research. I'm just saying. But that's the thing that, like I've said many times on this program, where are the Democrats saying, here's all the hard drives. Good luck. Because I'm trying to do research on this because there's a guy I follow on YouTube named Q. And he's talking about how the sheriff that Mike is, that's not, okay, we're not turning over, like they're not turning over any of the hard drives and all this stuff and that they've been ordered to. And he's supposedly under, they're going after him and stuff, you know. And I don't know how true it is, but we'll see. Because all I can, you know, like, because it's sad. I mean, I hope someone takes accountability for this. I kind of feel like after Dr. Fauci, because as you remember, when we thought it came from a Wuhan lab, all the, no, it didn't come from a Chinese lab. Are you kidding me? No, it didn't. It came from bats or rats or whatever, dogs, cats, who knows. They were making them. It's a bacat. It's a half-bat, half-cat hybrid in China that they eat. That way they get the meat of the cat and the wings of a bat. And now, and that was when we're pushing that it went, I thought they had basically admitted it came from a lab in Wuhan. And now all of a sudden the media is like, yeah, it's coming from a lab. Yeah, we believe that. Like, why is everyone all of a sudden kind of like turning on Dr. Fauci? Like, is he the scapegoat? Did he piss someone off? What? Is there so much information out there that they can't cover it up? So, hey, well, since it's pretty obviously that he did what he did, you know, that he threw America under the bus, and so we're gonna pretend like we're cleaning house and get rid of him when he's like a one, he's just like a he's a puppet, and the people that are really behind it aren't going anywhere. Because even if they find voter fraud in Arizona, I don't think anyone's going to, who's going to be held accountable? I just, one thing I need to look into, and I've not heard any more about the Mike Lindell lawsuit against Dominion. Because I know Dominion was suing all these people, fake suing basically, because how do you sue someone? You can't, they couldn't sue because all the evidence would come out. So they were just trying to scare them. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens because I've heard like Mike Lindell's probably going to, you know, he's suing, and it's going to be interesting to see if anything comes of that. So we just have to wait and see. I got about a minute and a half left. I won't take you so much, 2 minutes, about 90 seconds, but I didn't get into much Premier League. But Joe called in and we were talking, and he's great, so I love every time he calls in. He gets it. He's someone, folks, that was on the other side, and he's woken up. And he's like me. He's questioning things. He's not like, well, 100% of what Trump says, I agree with. No, he questions things. Like, why is Trump all of a sudden, like, he's not in the White House. Why is he pushing the vaccine heavily all of a sudden? I don't know. Got about 60 seconds left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Wherever you're around the world, thank you. You know? See, in America, we have called taxes. And when you pay them, you can choose who's going to do your taxes to try to get you the most money back. Most countries, you just give them to the government and they do it for you and they give you whatever they deem you're worth. Wake up and think for yourself. And remember, folks, don't forget this one thing. With a firm alliance and the protection of the divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Don't forget, the Love Dare 40-day is starting tonight with Kirk Cameron on YouTube and on Facebook. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll talk to you all Wednesday. Good night, and God bless you all. Goodbye.